Well, look who's waking up after their long nap. I know you're probably confused and you must have a lot of questions. My name is Nurse Val and you're in the hospital. You're in a car accident and you are pretty seriously hurt. So the doctors have had to keep you asleep for the past 2 days while they've performed a number of procedures. Your partner? She was very fortunate and came out of the crash with just some bruising. She's pretty angry, though, I must warn you. When she's here, she tells anyone who will listen how she told you to slow down and that you were taking the corners too fast. But over time, I'm sure she'll calm down. One of the other nurses even heard her muttering something about payback. Don't worry, we certainly won't let anything happen while you're here. I see you staring at the casts on your arms. You broke both of them. The casts go all the way up to your shoulders to make sure that your arms stay completely immobile so you don't re-injure them before they have time to heal. Unfortunately, that means you'll be without the use of your arms or hands for several months. The doctor will fill you in more detail and you'll be with us for at least another week, maybe longer. But that depends on how quickly you progress. Why, yes, you are in a crib. Our adult ward was full to capacity, and given the nature of your care, a decision was made to move you down here to pediatrics. There's nothing we could do about that. All of the rooms on this floor are decorated the same. The zoo animals and balloons on the wall are meant to cheer up the young children. Don't you think they're cute? What did I mean about the nature of your care? It's probably easier to show you by pulling the sheet back. Don't look so shocked. How do you think we could get you to the bathroom while you were unconscious? And out of respect for your partner, she said a catheter was not an option. But back to the diapers. I'm afraid they're going to be a part of your life for the foreseeable future. Your injuries have affected your control on both ends, so I'm afraid your brain doesn't get the signal like it used to. It won't let you know that you need to go until it's almost too late. You basically have the toileting skills of a toddler now. But that's not the only reason. How would you take your panties down with your arms in casts or wipe your bottom? You would need someone's help every time you needed to go to the potty. My nurses don't have time for that, and your partner said that there's no way she's going to be your potty slave. Her words, not mine. But look, don't you think they're cute? I love the pink and blue bears, and they're wearing diapers just like you. They're not hospital issue. Your partner must still have some sympathy for you because she said the diapers we have aren't thick enough, so she ordered them special just for you. She was even thoughtful enough to supply some rubber pants in case you start having issues with leaking. What's that? No, the gown you're wearing isn't one of ours either. Your partner thought the hospital gowns would be too scratchy and uncomfortable, so she borrowed some from her niece just for you. This Dora one is my favorite. What was that? Oh, sure, we have water right here on your nightstand. Let me get it for you. No, I'm sorry, straws aren't allowed. A water bottle might be okay on the adult floor, but if we let you have one, all of the kids are gonna want one. This sippy cup is the perfect solution. A mom of one of the other patients gave it to us when she came in to watch your diaper being changed. Yes, there's usually a small crowd. They're just curious about the oversized baby. You won't believe the number of moms who have asked about babysitting once you're back home. Oh, good. I see lunch is being served. I wouldn't get too excited. Until your insides heal, your digestive system isn't ready for foods that need to be chewed. You get the same soft mush that the other babies on this floor get, just a lot more of it. Mostly green veggies, sweet potatoes, bananas, all that. Oh, I think you're about ready for a diaper change. You didn't notice, did you? I'm afraid you'd better get used to that. And whoever cares for you will need to check your diaper often if you can't tell her when you need changing. You're pretty wet, but I think you can wait a little longer until Maria comes by to feed you your lunch. Well, you can't feed yourself now, can you? Maria's a volunteer just out of high school. She loves taking care of the babies and seems to have taken a very special interest in you. She's been a godsend doing most of your diaper changes, even the stinky ones. And she keeps asking when you're going to wake up so that she can feed you. She does have a tendency to talk to you just like she does with the rest of the infants. We have a nice selection of bibs here, which would be put to good use. I didn't know they made them that big with all of the babyish patterns. Why isn't your partner here? Well, she does come in once a while, but the last time she was here, she told me that she needs to spend more time at home getting the nursery ready. Assembling the crib, the changing table, stocking the drawers with diapers, painting the walls pink. She seems to be absolutely thrilled that she's going to have a little infant in the house. Her eyes just light up when she talks about showing off her new baby to her friends and family. When is she due? From looking at her, I couldn't even tell that she was pregnant. Oh, she's not? Well, that's odd. Very strange indeed.